This is STPB News. Good evening. I'm Jeremy Ludeman. South Dakota's Department of Transportation is implementing three more tow plows into its system this year. Each new tow plow costs around $140,000. STPB's Andrew Spengler reports.
The state currently has four tow plows and plans to add more this year. Travis Dressen is a Sioux Falls area engineer for the Department of Transportation. He says the tow plows have helped improve efficiency when plowing interstates. He says operators are sometimes able to clear a path as wide as 30 feet. He says tow plows are an affordable attachment that really help clear roads faster.
So what a tow plow is, it's basically a plow that, in our case, it's bi-directional, so we can deploy that either direction, but it's a plow that you pull behind a truck. When it's not deployed, it's basically like pulling a trailer behind a truck. And when the operator gets ready to deploy, he activates the switch, it activates the hydraulics, and the back end of the truck swings out, and then we lower the blades, and then we can start clearing with the tow plow. And we can do that either to the right or to the left of the truck.
Dressen says the training to work the tow plow takes around 40 hours. He says the department is constantly at work improving equipment. He says they are currently looking into liquid road salt solutions, brighter safety lights, and new types of blades. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Andrew Spangler.
The second of three bills with regard to collective bargaining and education fails to move past South Dakota's House Education Committee, despite amendments to clarify certain stipulations. House Bill 1198 prohibits districts from compensating union representatives, and negotiators. Speaker of the House Mark Mickelson amends the bill to clarify that paid leave for a teacher's professional development as an educator is exempt. He also amends the bill to only affect new contracts made on or after July 1st of this year. However, the committee ultimately votes the bill to the 41st day on an 8-5 vote. It's the same fate given to House Bill 1197 last week. That bill would bar public school administrators from collective bargaining. Partly to mostly cloudy tonight with a slight chance of snow in the southwest, lows from 10 below to 10 above. This is STPB.